The preachers. Oh, I don't know what's the matter with them. They go around casting out devils. And they're full of it themselves, some of them. I know them personally. You don't get rid of the devil that way. You get rid of the devil by letting Jesus Christ come in and possess you, fill you. Hallelujah. You open the door and let him come in. Praise God. Why, the enemy's got to go. That's the way, God says. That's the way. And if you find another way, you're just fooling yourself. We had friends in Switzerland. When I was a little boy, there was a family, and they had three or four sons. Fine gentlemen. They were strong men, Appenzeller. Vaterischen Appenzeller, der ist der Geist mit Santem Taler. They're really strong men. But they're all these men were afraid of cats, especially black cats. And once a year, when they have election, they don't go to polls and sign a slip like we do. But every man has a weapon. My father had a sword. And every man has to come with a weapon, either a tomahawk or a sword or a gun. And these boys had swords. And so when they have their election, then they put up the sword for yes. So I guess they had a little bit more than election. They must have had a little bit Swiss beer. I don't know. Anyway, one of them came home at dusk, and he came into his room, and he threw his stovepipe hat on the bed, and then he had a little nap. And then when he came again into that bedroom to go to bed, here was a black cat on his bed. Horrors. His hair stood on end. He said, Gostabachatz, Swiss, get down, you cat. The cat wouldn't move. He commanded him three or four times, get down. He wouldn't. So he took his sword and he hewed it. And there it was, his stovepipe hat. And that's what happens to these preachers that cast out devils. They cast out nobody.